You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the 14th episode of Season 2 of Warriors Off Court, the San Francisco Chronicles NBA podcast. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau, and today I'm joined by sports columnist Bruce Jenkins to do an all-star game mock draft. On Tuesday afternoon, after a rare Sporting Green staff meeting, Bruce and I ventured down to the bowels of the Chronicle newsroom to make our picks.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bruce, I appreciate you joining me, or should I call you LeBron?
You're going to have to, I think. Yeah.
Today's a fun day. We're kind of switching up the pod a little bit. Obviously, on Warriors Off Court, I usually sit down with a player or coach, and we just kind of discuss the state of the team. But this week, we thought it'd be fun to do something a little bit different. Bruce, you did this last year with my old boss, Janie Hugh, and Scott Osler. We thought we'd bring it back. We're doing a mock draft of the All-Star Game draft. And this is a little bit more realistic this year because we're actually going to see the draft. Last year, there was a bunch of hullabaloo over the fact that no one actually got to see the draft and people wanted to actually see it. So it will be on TNT this Thursday. So I know I'll be trying to tune into that. I'm guessing you will too.
Definitely.
And I want to see how accurate we are. So We figured that to keep with this accuracy point, that we wanted to delineate it so that you were LeBron because you're kind of the wily vet, and I am Giannis. I still have trouble saying that last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks, because I guess I'm kind of the young, hopefully up-and-coming guy at the Chronicle. And we just did a coin flip, and I won. So do you have any thoughts before we get into this just about the draft and the format of it?
Well, I think it's great that they're televising it. Why there was so much secrecy last year, there was way too much paranoia. I think next year they got to go a step farther and have it on court on the day of the game. Everybody's out there standing around. The two captains are there just like on the playground. I got you. You pick the next guy. Might get a little embarrassing for that last guy, but too bad. They're all stars, and it's all in good fun. But anyway, the way they're doing it is fun, and we'll try to reenact that here.
Yeah, and you know the big debate over that is, well, what about that last guy? I don't feel bad for that last guy.
He's in the game. He's an all-star.
Let's say hypothetically it's like a D'Angelo Russell.
Yes,
you know,
right.
You're still making millions of dollars. You're still in the NBA. No one's going to feel bad for you.
And in his case, he's lucky to even be there as a substitute for Oladipo.
I mean, honestly shocked that he was selected.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the five biggest snubs, and I don't even think he was on that list.
No, I didn't
and
have him on.
Yeah, here he is in the draft.
Yeah.
So the way this is going to go, we're going to do it the way they're going to do it on Thursday. We're going to take turns, and then we're going to start with the starters, which is a pool of eight guys, because obviously you and I represent two of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to hit the reserves. And then we also have the special roster additions in Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade, a cool thing the league did, giving them invites to kind of commemorate what many believe will be their last seasons. It's definitely Dwayne Wade's. We're not 100% sure about Dirk, but I'm guessing it's probably his last season.
He might want to come back now that they have Porzingis coming in with Doncic and the whole European thing.
Yeah, no. But for the purposes of the draft, they're under the belief that it's his last season.
Right.
So I guess I'm going first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I should say I'm doing this based off my personal preferences. Yeah. I'm not trying to be Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to think like Giannis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
same
doing
here.
I'm doing it based off what I would do if I was Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already said he's going to take Steph number one if he can. And honestly, I agree with him. I think that's a great move. So I'm going to take Steph Curry with my number one pick.
Okay.
Because, and we'll explain a little bit as we go just to kind of get into it. I think you got to take Steph because the guy was one of the two team captains last year. He's the greatest shooter in NBA history. I think you pair him along with Giannis, who's the best slasher in the league. That's just a great combo.
All I can say is you stole him from me on the coin flip there. I was going to take Steph, but I'm going to counter with Durant. LeBron and Durant here, first off here.
Why Durant?
Well, he's just such a uniquely unstoppable player, as we see here in every Warriors game. There's so many great choices here, but when you take Curry, I have to counter with an unstoppable shooter, and he is the number one guy in line there.
Okay, so for my second pick, I'm going to go with Joel Embiid. We got the best shooter in the world, got the best slasher in the world. Now I want the most skilled big man in the world in Joel Embiid. You know, obviously not including Anthony Davis here, who, you know, there's been a lot of talk about recently because he's also in the reserve, so isn't eligible right now. But Embiid has had an MVP-level season. I think he's a generational talent. I think he's a more skilled version of Patrick Ewing, which is high praise, and so I'm going to take him.
Yeah, that's a great choice there. Very, very hard to disagree with that. I'm going to shake things up here a little bit. I'm going to draft Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
This is very interesting because Kyrie Irving left LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers, making it very public that he wanted to get a team on his own. He didn't like being in LeBron's shadow. Apparently they've reconciled lately. It's fueled a lot of speculation of maybe Kyrie will go and play for the Lakers. But in any case, I want to get people talking. So I'm going to go Kyrie here for my number two guy.
Okay. I like that. I think Kyrie is underrated, which might sound crazy
he's
so
he's perfect
rated,
for the All-Star game.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
My next pick, this is tough. You know, we have Harden, we have George, and we have Leonard, and we have Walker left. All those are great, but I got to go with Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
He's been phenomenal with Toronto this season. I think anyone that doubted how he would come back from that quad injury, he's silenced any of those critics. And he's just, to me, an all-world talent that deserves to be along the greatness that is Steph and Giannis and Embiid. So I'll go with Kawhi.
Yeah, that's great. Your picks are flawless as far as I'm concerned. For my third guy, I'm going to need some size here. Paul George is having an unbelievable year in Oklahoma City. He made what has proven to be a fantastic choice to stay there, play with Westbrook. Those two are like brothers now. That team has really got something going, and George's numbers, when you look at him, are pretty astounding. So I'd have no problem taking him.
To me, he's the defensive player of the year front runner.
I would think so.
He's been doing it on both ends, so that's a great pick. I got to go for my next pick. I got to go James Harden. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it kind of crazy that it's taken this long to get to the MVP frontrunner?
I would pick him last. he's amazing, but I've
read your columns, I'm led to believe that you're not the biggest James Harden fan. I think you've written that he's ruining the NBA.
Well, they're trying, but he's not changing the NBA. Nobody's going to adopt that style. I love what Kobe Bryant said today or yesterday that one guy dominating the ball doesn't win you a championship. But all credit. I mean, he's like Wilt. As a scorer, you have to be completely blown away by what he's doing.
Yeah, so I got to go with him because he's just more talented than the other guy left on the board, in my opinion.
Sure. Well, that leaves me with Kemba Walker, who I'm happy to have. The game is in Charlotte. He's the star of the Charlotte team. He's a class act. He's scoring like crazy. I don't have a real – I might have to put Durant at center the way it's looking here. I have no counter to Embiid, that's for certain, but that's going to round out my starting five.
Yeah, so just to recap here, my starters are Giannis, Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, and James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty happy with that group. You can play Harden off the ball, and you have pretty much all the positions, you know, there. I'd probably play myself, Giannis, at power forward, Kawhi at small forward. What about you?
Yeah, as LeBron, I'll be up front with Durant and Paul George. I love it. Maybe not the biggest you've ever seen, but it's going to work. And Kyrie and Kemba Walker, I think, is a great combination. Kyrie with a phenomenal handle, and Kemba can score from anywhere. So that's going to be good.
Now we're on to the reserves. Now let's just recap real quick who we have on the reserves. It's a wide-ranging crew, so a lot of talent here. We got LaMarcus Aldridge, Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Nikola Jokic, Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Ben Simmons, Klay Thompson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Nikola Vucevic, Russell Westbrook, and D'Angelo Russell. So we got a lot of talent to pick from. Looking at this list, I got to go with Anthony Davis. I'm going to start with Anthony Davis. I just think he's so skilled. I think he's a starting caliber player that obviously fell to the reserves. So I think I'm lucky to have him as my first guy off the bench.
Every pick you've made, I'm like, dang it.
It's almost like I cover the league or something.
But now you've got Embiid and Anthony Davis at the centers. You've got probably by far the two best centers. I won't say anything. I'm going with Clay. I don't want him to slip down too low. I love Clay Thompson. I think his value is really even more coming to the fore with the Warriors this year. I think they need to sign him like yesterday to whatever he wants. He's improving in every way, and he's just he's such a local favorite, and you know, a tremendous shooter who I think is a perfect guy for any All-Star game.
Okay, I like that pick a little bit. Earlier than a lot of people might have had on their mock draft, but I respect the pick.
I wanted to lock him up.
I think he's super underrated in a lot of ways. I think he's underappreciated. I will go with Damian Lillard of the Blazers. Kevin Durant said a couple weeks ago when the Warriors played the Blazers that Damian Lillard is a Hall of Fame talent, and I totally agree with him. Yeah. He might never make the Hall of Fame just because he's not on a winning enough team, but he is that level of player. He's the only player in the league that can hit 30 footers like it's nothing outside of Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
And he's a true game changer.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
I will take Damian Lillard.
Yeah, he's a gem. Well, I got to get my center position taken care of, and with apologies to Karl-Anthony Towns and Vucevic, I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic, who's having a phenomenal season. All he's going to want to do, he can't start for me, but he'll be in there nice and early, and he's just going to be passing off. He's one of the best passing centers we've ever seen, without a doubt, and he'll be dealing to all my high-scoring guys, so I'll put him in there right here.
I mean, that to take another MVP candidate with your second pick of the reserves, that just shows you how deep this league is right now. I think that the talent level in this league – from an individual basis, is as good as it's ever been, which is why the All-Star game.
I totally agree. I mean, as far back as I go, you know, the first seven or eight guys on each team were obviously epic, and then it kind of – they're all great, but it was a little bit of a drop-off. But now, I mean, you look at some of the guys that we're going to be picking near the end, and they're just tremendous talent. So
next I'm going to go with I know it's another – I guess point guard, but I'm going to go with Russell Westbrook. Mm. He's a guy that can play off the ball. If he needs to, he's so skilled, so dynamic offensively. He's had a little bit of a down year by his standard, which is why he's a reserve. But this is a guy who's a former MVP, and he's doing what he needs to do for the Thunder to be one of the best teams in the West this year.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I'm going to counter with Ben Simmons. This is going to be a wide open game, as they always are, up and down the floor, featuring phenomenal passing. And Ben Simmons lives to throw the mind-blowing pass. He's a great dunker. He'll put on a great show. Nobody's going to ask him to shoot the three-pointer, which is about the only thing that he doesn't do, because I'm pretty well covered there. So that's my pick here.
So it's getting harder now.
Yeah.
Now I think we've picked all the guys who are truly – I think every name we've mentioned is a starting-level caliber player. The rest of these guys definitely are deserving of being all-stars, but it's a little harder to differentiate – who to take. So I'm going to go, just because I just drafted two point guards, I want to switch it up. I'm going to take Karl-Anthony Towns. Through all the drama that's coming out of Minnesota this season, he's been kind of a stabilizing force. He also, in my opinion, is a generational talent who is going to be, you know, in this All-Star game for years to come. So I'm going to go with Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think looking here, putting personal favorites ahead of need, I really like Bradley Beal. I really wish he'd be traded from Washington. He's an absolute pure scorer, class act. Love watching him play. And now that John Wall's out for the next 16 years or whatever with his Achilles tendon, he's more on an island than ever in Washington. But he's I've always liked Beal, and I'm going to lock him up right here.
All right, next I'm going to go with Chris Middleton from the Bucks. He's a first-time All-Star, very deserving. Been a really nice compliment to Giannis. I also think it'll be cool, myself being Giannis, to have a teammate from the Bucks on the same roster as me. So, got to go with Chris Middleton. We keep using the word underrated, but I feel like he is not as appreciated enough. He's been a great player in this league for a long time, and mm-hmm. it was really cool to see him finally get an All-Star selection this year.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to need a backup center, and I'm going to go with LaMarcus Aldridge here. He's really strictly a power forward, but he's been playing technically center for San Antonio. You dump the ball into the post to him. He's an old-school scorer from there, which I think would be a refreshing element to have on my team. So have no problem putting Aldridge in there.
I'm going to go with Blake Griffin mm-hmm. next. Kind of a polarizing player, but quietly has had a really nice season for Detroit. He's averaging 26 points, 8.2 rebounds per game, shooting, you know, not great numbers, but he's shooting solid numbers. And for a while early in this season, he kept Detroit relevant, which in Detroit, in my opinion, is not a very talented team. So I got to go with Blake Griffin.
Yeah, that's a good pick because he likes to put on a show too. In a game like this, he could do some mind-blowing things. I'm going to go with Kyle Lowry here for my pick. Interestingly, I saw it's just a rumor, but with the trade deadline coming up, I've seen his name mentioned in trade rumors from Toronto. I know he wasn't happy when they traded DeRozan. He was publicly speaking out, not so much against Ujiri, the GM, but they don't seem to be big buddies or anything like that. He's not crazy about being in Toronto, so it's a little bit of transition time for him. I think he's going to have some things to prove when he gets out there, so I'm going to go with Lowry.
Okay, next I'm going to go with Nikola Vucevic, who mm-hmm. is the definition of a guy who, if he was on a better team, you'd hear a lot more about. He's one of the more skilled, talented big men in this league. It's just that he's in that wasteland of Orlando, so he's just kind of he's kind of not – doesn't have the name recognition that maybe he should, but the guy's averaging 20.7 points, mm-hmm. 12 rebounds per game, and 1.2 blocks. So very deserving. I believe he's a first-time All-Star as well, and very deserving of that mm-hmm. selection.
Well, neither one of us wanted to take D'Angelo Russell, and unfortunately I'm stuck with him here in the last pick. He has resurrected his reputation in Brooklyn, I will say that. When the Lakers let him go, I thought that was a good thing. I didn't see him as any kind of leader or great point guard. He's moving toward that. His numbers are good. I still am a little bit skeptical, but I don't have a choice here. So welcome to the club there, D'Angelo. I'm LeBron James.
And then we have the special roster additions in Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. Between those two, I love Dirk. I appreciate everything he's done for the game, but I got to go with Dwayne Wade just because he's still – a contributor. He's still a helpful member of a team. Mm-hmm. He's not Dwayne Wade of old, but the guy's still averaging 13.8 points, 4.3 assists. He still, you know, looks like he could be playing in the league for years to come if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dirk, you know, is still kicking it at 40 years old, I believe, but mm-hmm. he's just not much of a help to a team at this point.
No. You still see Wade on the highlights doing very Wade-like things. So I'll ask Dirk to come in and do a couple step-back 38-footers and thrill the crowd.
I like that.
And if one of them goes in, it's going to bring down the house. So there you go.
Okay, so to recap, my team, Giannis's team, we have myself, Giannis, Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, James Harden, my starters. And then my reserves are Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, Carl Anthony Towns, Chris Middleton, Blake Griffin, Nikola Vucevic, and Dwayne Wade.
Okay, I'm LeBron James, and I'm taking Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. That's the starting lineup. My backups are Klay Thompson, Nikola Jokic, Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kyle Lowry, and D'Angelo Russell, with Dirk Nowitzki, my ceremonial pick.
Okay. So it looks like we have a nice balance of big guys. I think we both have speed. I think we both have facilitators. I think this is a pretty even matchup.
Yeah, I'm envious of your team, but the more I look at mine, I think it could hang.
I think it could definitely hang. And we know when it comes to All-Star, it's just a matter of, like, if you care at all.
Yeah.
So do my guys care more than your guys? I have
right,
no idea.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that come Thursday, we're going to be seeing a pretty similar draft order. I think these picks made a lot of sense. Bruce, I really appreciate you coming. It's always fun to have you on the pod, and it's always fun to read your stuff on the Warriors.
Thanks. It's going to be fun to be holding our lists here as the actual picks get made and see how close we came. And thanks you for asking.
I want to thank Bruce for joining me on this week's podcast. Always great catching up with him and picking his brain about the NBA.
Warriors Off Court is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. If you like this show, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a minute to give us a quick review, that helps us build our audience so we can keep growing. Follow me on Twitter at @Con_Cron and email me at claterno@sfchronicle.com. Support Warriors Off Court and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. Find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe.